Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over the country. People on the highways, the byways, people at work, people at home, people minding their business. However you're listening, wherever you're listening, thank you for being here. This is when the show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to our producer holding it down today, tomorrow, Chris Persianen up in New York City. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM, channel 375. If you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. The NFL news just keeps on rolling. The Cincinnati Bengals in the news again, allowing Trey Hendrickson to go ahead and seek a trade. See where he can go ahead and get paid outside of Cincinnati. Right when we got off the air yesterday, Joey Bosa ended up being cut. Deebo Samuel says goodbye formally to San Francisco. DK Metcalf, it seems like he ticked off everybody in Seattle, at least their management. Dan Lanning got a contract extension today. The Cleveland Cavaliers are still rolling. Man, we got more guys getting cut. It's spring training as well, which means there are a lot of New York Yankees who are hurt. And then we even heard from Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds has shared some words on Shohei Ohtani. We got Joe Varden coming by to talk some hoops. So we got a very, very busy show. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. That is on Twitter and Threads and Instagram and Facebook and X and whatever the hell you call things. There's a good chance that I'm there. You want to call up? If you can do it safely, you inside your vehicle, you can do that too. The phone number here is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. This free agency period, and we've talked about it all throughout the course of the week, this free agency period has just been absolutely nuts in the NFL. And the free agency period hasn't even formally started yet. We got NFL teams that can't officially make a move until the official start date of the year of 2025. That's not until next Wednesday, March 12th. But we got all these trades and free agents that are getting cut and wide receivers. Last night, I just told you, Joey Bosa got cut. In a few seconds, we're going to talk about Trey Hendrickson because the Bengals are just like they're like the Dallas Cowboys light version. It's like going into the freezer and deciding to get some milk at the supermarket and going, do I want whole milk or do I want skim milk? You know, do I want the fat or do I want less fat? Well, the Cincinnati Bengals, they're the light version of the Dallas Cowboys. And this is not good company because this is just a matter of being cheap. And so whereas I feel like the past several days have been based on wide receivers and where these wide receivers are going to end up, at least for 24 hours, at least, the pass rushers, the edge guys, the defensive ends, they're garnering a lot of the attention. We'll get into that in a second. Chris Persianen, how are you on this, what's today, Thursday? You doing good?
I'm doing good, man. Excited to be working your show, as always.
Well, thank you so much, man. I'm happy to have you here. What a world. What a world. Hey, by the way, I think a lot of us understand and know every now and then about, you know, change. I mean, having to move on and doing something different. And it's the world we live in. It's always been the world we live in. You got to change or you got to adapt. Unfortunately for the Cincinnati Bengals, they have always been cheap. Is it? Cincinnati Bengals have always been cheap. They're looking in couch cushions. They're outside begging for change. They're making the players share towels and jock straps. They're making them purchase lunch in the facility. I'm exaggerating on some of these. You take your pick. I don't think the Bengals are making people share towels, but you get my drift. They make a lot of money. But they make the players' family stand outside in the cold. We've gone through that already. Mike Brown, the owner of the Cincinnati Bengals, he does not care. Doesn't care. This man is 89 years old. He's like, back in my day, I used to stand outside when it was extra cold. I didn't have a family to wait for me. So these players, make your families, you know, pay for them to wait outside somewhere. You pay for it. But for whatever reason, we've had the general manager who has to go and answer to Mike Brown, who's the boss of the Cincinnati Bengals. We've had Duke Tobin tell everybody that this Cincinnati Bengals team that went 9-8 last year, that basically asked Joe Burrow to throw the football until his arm fell off just to keep him in games. This team that had no defense, had one great player on defense, Trey Hendrickson, who led the NFL with 17.5 sacks. Duke Tobin has been telling us for weeks, we're going to try to keep the band together. A 9-8 band? Like a band that has no defense in it? This is like keeping a band together that cannot hit, nail, or stay on a tune. The offense can move with Burrow and Chase offensively moving that football in the air, Higgins. But the defense, oh my God, pathetic. Defense was better as it got later in the season, but overall they finished 26th. Excuse me, I'm giving them, making them worse than they are. Excuse me, they finished 25th in the entire NFL. On a season giving up 25 points, they were 6th in scoring, 28 points. On an average, they gave up 25. Sounds like their record. 9-8. Sounds like average to me. Sounds like barely getting by. But Duke Tobin has told us, I want to keep the team. I'm already paying Joe Burrow $55 million. I've already said that I got to pay Ja'Marr Chase to be the highest paid wide receiver, non-quarterback in the entire league. That means he's going to get paid $35 to $40 million. You got T. Higgins, who you slap with a franchise tag. This guy's making $26 million. And then you got Trey Hendrickson, who came over from the New Orleans Saints, had himself an amazing year. Think about this. The Cincinnati Bengals actually gave him a contract. What a shock. And since he joined the Bengals, he's been a four-time Pro Bowler. Man, he's finishing up a four-year, $60 million deal. This guy has deserved to be paid for the past two seasons. Last year, 17.5 sacks. The year before that in Cincinnati, 17.5 sacks. I mean, if a guy can have 17.5 sacks, you know, in consecutive years, that guy's going into the Hall of Fame. Now, I don't know if Trey Hendrickson is going to continue this at this pace at the age of 30. But when you got to pay a pass rusher, top of the game, 30 and 30 plus million dollars, you going to give this to him? The Bengals are going to give him $30 million a season to go wreck the quarterback and be the best player on a terrible defense? Apparently not. Because today we learned that the Cincinnati Bengals are allowing Trey Hendrickson to seek a trade. Hey, how much money do you want? Go out there and find it. Hey, see if somebody will pay you and give us a draft pick back. If you think about some of the recent trades of picks, whether it's a Khalil Mack or a Burns, these guys are being moved for third rounders. Is somebody going to move Trey Hendrickson in exchange for a third rounder and pay him? Maybe if you're a contender. Maybe if you're one of these teams who feels that you are one pass rusher away. If you're the Cincinnati Bengals, I guess their approach is, well, let's load up on the offense and just put a bunch of young guys at defense and figure it out. Let's ask Joe Burrow to go out there and score 60 points a game while the defense is just, I don't know, sitting around on lawn chairs. I don't know. The Cincinnati Bengals are a peculiar bunch. A matter of fact, the Cincinnati Bengals, they don't deserve somebody like Trey Hendrickson. They don't. They really don't. You know, it was only last month that Trey Hendrickson, he sat down on Pat McAfee's show, and he was pretty much asked about his contract and his status. Is he staying? Is he leaving? And his words and his response were quite insightful. I can't ever remember an athlete saying what you are about to hear. Trey Hendrickson isn't just looking out for himself. He's looking out for the Bengals. Listen to this.
You know, I think the offseason is a good spot to kind of address these kind of issues that do come up. And during the season, you know, when you're talking about OTAs or camp, you know, you don't want to become a distraction for the team, because inevitably the goal is to win a Super Bowl for Cincinnati. You know, what that looks like this season, you know, if it's something that we can agree on in terms, you know, that would be great. Ideally, my wife and I would love to stay in Cincinnati. If it's something that helps the Bengals win a Super Bowl, if they get picks or anything like that, I want to help win a Super Bowl for Cincinnati if I'm there or not.
What? This man wants to help the Bengals win a Super Bowl whether he is there or not. What? I've never heard a professional athlete say that. Ever. Ever. I love being here. I want to be here. And whether I'm here or not, I want this team to have success. I'm going to be fine. Of course, I'm going to compete. I'm going to make my money. But I want them to win. Who says that? Nobody. Come on. DK Metcalf is asking for a trade. Why? Because this man wants to get paid. He doesn't give a damn about Seattle anymore. Pretty sure he has his favorite gym. I'm pretty sure he has his favorite, favorite friends. Emphasis on friends. Pretty sure he has a lot of favorite things in Seattle. I didn't hear nothing from him saying that. Yeah, I wish Seattle nothing but the best. I just need to go where I need to go. Come on, last year we had Brandon Ayuk. This man complained for an entire offseason because he didn't get a new contract. Teasing everybody on social media about going out to Washington and hanging out with Jaden Daniels. Come on. He didn't say anything about, oh, I hope the 49ers find lots of championship success while I leave. He didn't say any of that. He whined and complained. Here we got Trey Hendrickson. Deserves to be paid. Has been playing like an all-pro. Is an all-pro. 17 and a half sacks the past 2 years. This guy has been wrecking quarterbacks. He's the best player on the Cincinnati Bengals. And he's classy enough to say, yeah, I like it here. He didn't say really nothing about money. He knows how much he's worth. But he's telling the Bengals that I hope they win. In what world do we get this? We don't. And in a world where you can look to Dallas, Texas, sorry to the Mavericks and the Cowboys. In a world where I can look to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, my apologies to the Pirates and the fans who have to suffer under Bob Nutting. When we can look to Miami's of the world and the Charlottes of the world, there's so many places we can look to. to have an athlete say, hey, I hope you guys win the championship, even though your team sucks, and they don't want to pay me. I find there's some honor in that. The fans deserve a championship. Bengals fans deserve a title. Mavericks fans deserve a title. I don't know about Cowboy fans. They've been pretty arrogant for a while here. There's a lot of miserable fans who deserve a title. But Mike Brown, owner of the Cincinnati Bengals, how he spends money or doesn't spend money, he doesn't deserve anything. Old cheapskate. He's that guy in a commercial. I don't know what commercial it is. This man has a single dollar bill on the end of a fishing pole. It might be a Geico commercial. I don't know. And he is basically telling everybody, oh, you got to be quicker than that. Like, he's teasing people outside who need that dollar bill. And he's teasing them with it. The Bengals don't deserve anything. Because they're cheap. But unfortunately, their fans are going to have to be the ones who suffer. And that sucks. Good luck to Trey Hendrickson. Like, somebody's going to try to pick up a 30-year-old pass rusher. Now, is he going to be great for the next 5-6 years? I'm not betting on that. But to go out there and wreck some skulls for the next year or two, or maybe three, I'd bet on that one. Let's see what championship contending team is going to bring on Trey Hendrickson and then decide to tender him a contract. Meanwhile, for the Bengals, well, we know they ain't keeping all four of these guys. Well, I should say three. Well, I should say two. Hendrickson or Higgins, one of those guys has got to go. If Mike Brown was a sicko, he'd probably treat it like, I don't know, Squid Games. But this is the NFL. He's just cheap. That's it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We are just getting warmed up. How about this? Next hour, we're going to have a conversation with Mike Sando. I'm going to ask him from The Athletic. He covers all things NFL. I'm going to ask him about the Bengals. I'm going to ask him about the Chargers because the Chargers let go of Joey Bosa. I'm going to ask him about the draft. We got a lot to get into with Mike Sando. We got some NFL coaches. Well, he's not going to the NFL. Let me say that. We have some college coaches. One who just started, his name is Bill Belichick, and one who's not leaving, his name is Dan Lanning. We'll talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers. We're going to have Joey Varden come through to chat with us about that. We got some news in baseball. Barry Bonds with some comments on the greatness of Shohei Ohtani. We have a lot going on. You want to be a part of the show? You can. Here's a phone number. It works. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We come back from break. I'll get to your calls. And then, yeah, we'll talk about another defensive end who gets paid a lot of money, is not as good as Trey Hendrickson. I'll tell you who it is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Oh, you just thought that Davante Adams could take away, you know, free agency news? He got cut. You thought Aaron Rodgers could take away the free agency news? You thought DK Metcalf wanted a trade? I feel like half the damn NFL is free to be traded. Well, we found out earlier today that Trey Hendrickson of the Cincinnati Bengals, he is free to pursue a trade. Now, is this a guarantee that the Bengals are going to let him go? No, not necessarily. It does apparently appear to be a case where he might move on. But we know the Bengals can't pay everybody. The salary cap keeps rising. You know, a matter of fact, they can. They pay me, Trey Hendrickson. Tell Joe Burrow to give me just a couple mil, okay? And let's see Higgins and Jamar Chase figure their money out as well. So we got a lot to get into. We're going to have a chat with Mike Sando. Mike Sando is going to join us from The Athletic. He'll be here with us in about an hour. And then in a few hours from now, I guess there's some positivity coming out of the state of Ohio, outside of the guys in Columbus winning the national championship in college football. The Cavs are rolling pretty damn good, too, Northeast Ohio. We'll have Joe Vardon joining us to talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers. We'll do that in 2 hours from now. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Also, I told you outside of Trey Hendrickson, there's another pass rusher who's available. Well, he's actually free. He can do whatever the hell he wants. I'll tell you who that is in a second. Let's start off right now by talking to Ben in Maryland. Ben, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
What's up, JR? Thanks for taking my call. I was thinking about Trey Hendrickson right when you said it, and then you said team that Super Bowl contenders. And I went right to Detroit, who has a great offense and just needs something to their defense. And I think along with Aiden Hutchinson, they can be a great pair and work really good.
I agree with you. That's genius. And thank you, Ben, for calling from Maryland. That would actually be a perfect combination. If you are the Detroit Lions, though, can you afford him? Are you going to bring him on? Are you willing to give up the draft pick? What draft pick are you willing to give up? We knew from the minute that Aiden Hutchinson went down last year that the Detroit Lions, they were in some trouble. Like, he was their number one pass rusher, without a shadow of a doubt. This guy is already, you know, on his way. He's tracking on a Hall of Fame career, even though it's early on. I also know that the Jacksonville Jaguars, they probably regret not drafting Aiden Hutchinson. But, hey, what's to be will be. He's playing in his home state of Michigan. He's playing where he went to college. He's playing in his home state. That guy's at home. And it would be a disaster if they let that man walk out the building. Pure and utter disaster. But to team him up with Hendrickson, well, that'd be awesome, man. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I told you that there is another pass rusher who is available, except for he's not contractually obligated to a team. It's because he got cut. That man's name is Joey Bosa. Yeah, the brother of Nick on the 49ers. The guys from Florida who like to beat people up. Yeah, and their dad played in the league too. It's nice when the beating up people runs in the family. Anyway, the Chargers told him, see you later. Goodbye, sayonara. Pack up your bags. He was due a $12 million roster bonus next week. Well, as many games as he's played over the past couple of seasons, the Chargers are smart not to give him that money. The Los Angeles Chargers, they saved themselves $25 million. They now have $65 million to spend in free agency in addition to anybody that they draft. They picked 22nd in the draft this year. And so Harbaugh has a chance to continue to build up the roster. We know he works in the trenches, or from the inside out, I should say, the trenches. And so we know he's set up the offensive line. I know they just traded away Jonah Jackson to help protect, they sent him out to, how do I send that man? Oh, man, Chicago with the Bears to protect Caleb Williams. And so they got work to do. And it's one thing to be the Chargers and feel like you're always good enough, but you can't beat the Kansas City Chiefs. They got to keep on building this team. They went to the playoffs. And they lost to the Texans. And so Joey Bosa is gone. And a problem for this guy is he's never healthy. Like, he was a Pro Bowler this past season. How anybody looked at him and said, I'm going to vote him into the Pro Bowl, I don't know. Now, we all know and understand the Pro Bowl is a joke, so maybe that's how he got there. He played 14 games last year and started 9 of them. Only started 9 games. He had 5 sacks and made it to the Pro Bowl. The last time Joey Bosa legitimately, on merit, made the Pro Bowl was 2021, the year after they gave him a 5-year contract, $135 million. And so this man has been playing. I don't want to say he's been playing for free because he's been making the money. He's been playing while rehabbing. Is it his groin? Is it his foot? Is it his hand? I mean, before starting 9 games this year, he played 9 games the year before that. And then he played 5 games. And this is somebody that you want to wake up and just dump $12 million to next week? They said, hell no. We're not going to do it. This is not a surprise to anybody. I mean, even Joey Bosa, who restructured his contract last summer, he spoke to CBS last July. And this is what he had to say about potentially retiring. Think about this. Potentially retiring as a Charger. Listen.
I wouldn't say it's always been a big goal of mine, but now I've made it this far with this team, and I've seen so many changes and been through so much with them that I feel like, you know, they're a part of me and I'm a part of them. But yeah, I don't really want to think that far ahead. I'm not really thinking about all those factors because I think I've said it before, if I just come to work every day and handle my business, then everything will fall into place. And, you know, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. I'm grateful for everything they've given me, and, you know, I'll continue on. But my thoughts are that it's going to go really well, and hopefully I have a few more years.
No, he doesn't. No, and by the way, he doesn't sound all that enthusiastic about being a Charger, staying with the Charger, sticking around with the Chargers. He just sounds like, hey, I'm just here. He sounds like the unenthusiastic version of Marshawn Lynch, if that even exists. I'm talking about the I'm just here so I don't get fined version of Marshawn Lynch. This is what Joey Bosa sounds like. He's like, yeah, I'm hurt. Yeah, I can't play. Yeah, I want to be here with the Chargers. Yeah, I like Coach Harbaugh. Yeah, I like our quarterback. Herbert is pretty good. Oh, yeah, I'd like to be here. But man, if I had a football player like that on my team, man, go find something else to do. What do you like to do? Do you like video games? Go play video games. You want to play Call of Duty? Go play Call of Duty. But get out of go do some yoga. Stop pulling your groin. Somebody's going to add Joey Bosa. They ain't going to pay a lot of money. Joey Bosa is the perfect player to bring on your team. If you want to take a shot at a 1-year rental, that's it. I'm not paying this guy nothing. Come in and prove it. And even after I have him in for a year, am I trusting that he's going to be healthy for a long-term contract? Hell no. Joey Bosa is 29 years old. Man, you've missed all of these games in your 20s already. I'm supposed to think you're going to get better. You are not fine wine. You're broken china. Man, one day I'm gonna tape you back together. I'm going to put you down on the counter and you're just going to shatter again. I don't want you. Somebody's going to go for it. And we see this. Every few years, there's a pass rusher who's been hurt, whether it's a Chase Young, whether they're at the end of their career. You know, Von Miller's in a different space. There's always a guy that people are like, hey, maybe we can get a Jadeveon Clowney. Now, Joey Bosa's had a successful career, albeit being hurt. He can work on a team. Everybody needs a pass rusher. Come on, we just had one caller say, oh, well, you know, if you're the Detroit Lions, you know, can you go ahead and add in a Hendrickson? You want to know who's going to cost less? It's Bosa. Bosa's made the point that he's made a lot of money in the NFL, and he's not necessarily chasing money at this point. Of course, he wants to get paid, but he's not stupid. Joey Bosa knows he's been hurt. Maybe, just maybe, he does end up in San Francisco with his brother. He can move from Los Angeles and take his behind up to the Bay. That'd be a good move. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Jerry is here from South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, good evening, JR. Thanks for taking my phone call. How you doing?
I'm excellent. What's up?
Hey, good. Yeah, I want to talk about the Bengals and whether they should keep both Higgins and Henderson. I know they're going to have to let go of one. If I was them, I would let go of Higgins, keep Henderson. Henderson was their best defensive player, and that defense was atrocious this past season. And they can always find a wide receiver in the free agent market on the cheap, you know, like a second or third tier to, you know, complement Chase, because Burrow, he's such a talent. He's a franchise quarterback and all. He can make any team better, wide receiver better, you know.
Yeah, no, I understand and I agree with you, Jerry, and thank you for calling from South Carolina. You can get a – for the money – and he's right, you can get a wide receiver. Here's the problem. Joe Burrow has an affinity for both of them. And we certainly know what he did with Chase and LSU Louisiana boys. We know what happens there. Higgins would be a number one option on a lot of NFL teams. The problem is he's playing on a squad with either wide receiver one or two in the NFL. It's either Chase or Jefferson. And T. Higgins, to pay one wide receiver 40 and pay another one 35? No. I'd allocate that money to Hendrickson, and then I'd see about getting a wide receiver, as he said, on the cheap. I mean, we got a lot of wide receivers that are available. We went through it yesterday. And I'm not saying him, using his name as an example. Odell Beckham Jr. is available. Okay? Like, somebody's going to give him a chance, right? Unless he's on red carpets in Miami and Los Angeles and New York. Like, there's a lot of wide receivers available. And then we go into the Davante Adams and whatnot. My point is, there are levels. And that's not to say the Cincinnati Bengals can't go ahead and draft another wide receiver. But the fact of the matter is, when you're paying Joe Burrow $55 million, you want to keep him healthy. Well, that's it. And outside of healthy, you want to keep him happy. We can see the parallels developing. We don't want it to be the case. But there are some clear parallels between what we've seen with Joe Burrow and what we ultimately saw with Dan Marino. Someone who went to one Super Bowl early in his career, and then he never saw it again. Joe Burrow has gone to a Super Bowl. Joe Burrow is 28 years old. Can I predict the future? Hell no, I can't. If I could predict the future, my ass wouldn't be sitting here right now. I'd be playing the Mega Millions, and I'd give some to Rich Ackerman, and then I'd run away. That's not the case. The fact of the matter is, I do know the Bengals are cheap. And there is a possibility that the only Super Bowl appearance that we get of Joe Burrow is the one that we just saw a few years ago. I hope that's not the case. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, you know, I want to switch over to college real fast. Because for all the talks and conversations that we're having in the NFL, it's about people leaving, people getting traded, people going other places. I want to talk to you about two college football coaches. One just got to his new job. He has to feel young and rejuvenated. And another one, well, he's been competing for championships and they paying him a lot of money. He's not leaving either. I'm going to tell you who both of these individuals are on the other side of the break. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, time flies when you're having fun. I mean, damn it, the first hour of the show is almost done. Don't worry, I'll be here for three more hours. Hey, how about this? To talk more NFL, we have Mike Sando from The Athletic. He'll be here with us in about 35 minutes or so. And we'll have a good old chat about everything going on in the NFL. But this is the beautiful time of the year, right? I guess it is one of the beautiful times. It's early March. We're getting ready for spring. I must remind you, on Sunday, your clocks are going to go forward. You're going to lose an hour. So don't do anything too crazy over the weekend. And I know things have changed in college football. But we got spring games and we got spring practices. And it's just like, already? I feel like we just had the national championship. But anyway, outside of that, let's pause on the NFL for a minute. You know, they're going to take up most of our time. We learned a few things over the past couple of days. And I want to talk to you about two coaches that are big time in college football. One is just showing up. like the first day of school, right? First day of school, if you remember such a thing, maybe you had some new clothes, had some new shoes, new pants, first day of school outfit. Is everything, even if you ain't have no new clothes, it was new, it was fresh. Maybe there was some new classmates. Maybe there was a new teacher. If you're like me, when I was a kid, of course, well, if you were like me, you were hoping that your teacher looked good. All right. Like whatever teacher that I got, I hope my teacher's a beautiful lady. I hope my teacher's not some. Anyway, that's me. And then we got another coach. He's not going anywhere and he's young. He's not going anywhere. They just gave him a contract extension. And so the brand fresh new kid on the block who's showing up for his first day, that guy's name is Bill Belichick. Okay? And the other guy, well, he's younger than Bill Belichick, but almost half, is Dan Lanning. Dan Lanning got himself a contract extension. I guess that's what happens when you go 35-6 in your tenure with the Ducks. I mean, this past year, I feel like they were just hanging out at number one. And then they went to the playoff and they ultimately lost to the eventual champions, Ohio State. But Dan Lanning, who's 38 years old, I think he's going to turn 39 in a couple of months or so. This man has now signed a new contract that will pay him $11 million per year through 2030. That ain't bad money for anybody, let alone a guy who's 38, 39. And he's proven to have some success here with the Ducks, competing for titles and championships. He won a Big Ten championship the first year he was in a damn Big Ten. It still kind of grinds my gears. We got a team in the Pacific Northwest in the Big Ten, but we know it's all about the money. But when you're Dan Lanning and you give speeches like this and then you get the responses, I can certainly understand. I remember vividly back in 2023 when Deion in Colorado, they were so hot. And then, well, Dan Lanning kind of hyped up his guys before they took on the Buffaloes, and it sounded like this. Hey, listen.
Rooted in substance, not flash. Rooted in substance. Today, we talk with our pads. You talk with your helmet, right? Every moment. The Cinderella story is over, man. Right? They're fighting for clicks. We're fighting for wins. There's a difference, right? There's a difference. Right? This game ain't going to be played in Hollywood. It's going to be played on the grass.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Right? It's going to be played on the grass. Let's go.
Yeah. He wasn't joking about that. The Ducks went out there and beat Colorado 42-6. Let's just say after that L, Colorado didn't perform the same. And so what happens when you have success? Like, people always want to get rid of you, right? I mean, he was up for the Alabama job last year before he got this brand new contract extension, and they put out a whole video. He put out a whole video on the Ducks social media where he said, you know what, the grass isn't always greener, and I like my grass here in Oregon. Listen to this.
I want to be here in Eugene for as long as Eugene will have me. This place has everything that I could possibly ever want. There's a little bit of a problem in society today with people looking for what's next and where there's an opportunity. And the reality is, you know, the grass is not always greener. In fact, the grass is damn green in Eugene.
Pretty awesome. Now he's paid. He didn't have to put out a fancy hype video. He didn't have to go and do music. He didn't have to do any of this. They just paid him. He's going to be with the Ducks until 2030. And the good thing about playing for the Ducks, got that Nike money right there. You got that Phil Knight money. This man is going to be able to pull in whoever he wants. There's no reason for Dan Lanning to ever say, I want to go to the NFL. For what? You got all that Nike money in your backyard coming out of Beaverton from Uncle Phil, not from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. But you get this money from Uncle Phil, you take it. Oregon isn't going anywhere. They're going to be competing for a very long time. Meanwhile, I told you, we got the new kid on the block. I guess this is what happens when you got a young girlfriend that is about 50 years younger than you. Bill Belichick has started spring practices with North Carolina. All that chat and all that noise, is Belichick going back to the league? Is he going? Is he coming? He's staying at North Carolina, and yesterday he held his first press conference, and he was asked about the players, the future, how he feels about them, and let's just say he sounded happier than usual.
Yeah, the response has been great. It's similar to like what a rookie minicamp would be and time with the rookies. Granted, those kids are a little bit older, but they're coming from all different programs and different situations. And so, it's starting to put everything together. Here's how we do things. Here's what our expectations are. This is what you need to do to be successful. And they've embraced that. They've tried to do it.
Wow. Look at Bill Belichick getting his young men ready. I have no idea what these Tar Heels are going to do. Man, they were 6-7 last year, but I get that. That's Mac Brown. And Belichick, he may have the same record next year. I have no idea. I'm not going to judge Bill Belichick, but until maybe year number two. We'll see how things are going. Who would ever thought Bill Belichick, the new kid on the block, looking refreshed, not sounding as miserable as a head coach. I wonder how many games it's going to take before the miserable press conference is set in. Or maybe being on a college campus will reinvigorate Bill Belichick if he hasn't been reinvigorated already. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking of energy and being reinvigorated, the Cleveland Cavaliers have a chance to win a championship. And LeBron James isn't on the team. We'll talk about it. And more NFL. Don't move. JR Sport Brief Show.